systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Gemmel. Today is Friday, June 17th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you for joining us, episode 506, the Friday Night Show, 406-204-4687. Give us a call live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, Friday, kind of.
Not usually this late.
Friday shows?
Fridays are usually late, though.
Usually late.
You should expect that by now.
But yeah, you can watch it live on Jamhole TV, supporting all your browsers, and check it.
Did you fix it for Internet Explorer?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Sure. I fixed
all right,
it.
We'll go with that.
I fixed it in as much as if it detects Internet Explorer, it downloads a virus, blows up your computer.
Enough to say, stop using this fucking browser.
Basically. I mean, if you used IE and your computer blew up, like, that would teach you.
They would maybe think that it's not that caused it. They'd be like,
fucking Windows.
Must have got a fucking virus or whatever from some email.
Fucking Dell.
Right.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was just old.
Oh,
gotta get a new one.
Another week. This is a hectic. Taking my hat off. Hectic week.
We've had some shit go down.
I know. I know.
I mean,
I know.
We had a lot of stuff.
It kicked off with a pretty solid nervous breakdown.
Yes, yes.
Rolled right on through to some apologies, some changing, reassessment of life. You know, the usual. Because if it
ain't
broke,
it's a vicious cycle, and it just started over.
Yeah, but it has to.
Does it?
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we have to break it to motivate the fix.
We're starting to get through the cycle quicker.
Yeah, we're getting good at it, right?
No, like
shit.
Shit's hitting the fan faster.
Shit goes down and I'm like right away, I'm sorry, I apologize. What can I do for you?
And a week later, I hate you!
You
fuck you for doing that!
Bitch! God!
Pretty
much. You home yet? Yeah, that burger got it. You and Danny broke up and got back together again? Like four times since the Monday show.
No. I have, no.
We don't do that anymore.
No. Hmm. I just kind of stay away until you come around.
I brought it to her attention that we make fun of people that do that, and she was like, shit, I have to figure out something else.
I don't like that.
So first things first, you want to mention Saturday.
Tomorrow there is an event at my work, Fat Boys.
Fat Boys.
If you're local, you probably know where it is. It's on Highway 2, across the street from McDonald's and Arby's and all that shit. At about 8 o'clock, we're having a thing called Party Like a Rock Star. So you go there dressed up like a rock star, whoever you want to be.
Like a big black can, or you could do the rock star punch. Or you could do the lemonade rock star.
Like,
I think the diet zero carb rock star.
Whoever you want to dress up, like, think, someone's coming as Tina Turner, and there's, like, a David Bowie, and, you know, all that shit.
Could you imagine someone comes as Tina Turner, and also someone comes
She's
as
white,
Ike,
by the way.
And the dude that's dressed as Ike sees her and just rolls over and punches her in the face? Oh, God.
Why can't I be Tina?
Like, now, that's method. Nice.
Well, you know, you get to pick whoever the fuck you want to be, and I'm going as someone, can't tell you who yet. I will post pics when that happens. It's pretty common sense. What fucking mainstream media fucking
Miley Cyrus
hip hop or, you know, Miley's rock star do I look like or could very well pull off?
Celine Dion.
No, you fucking moron.
Miley Cyrus.
They'll probably get it in the chat before you say it. So it's $5 at the door, and everything that's collected at the door is going to this charity for a friend of ours.
Which is the purpose of the party.
Right. It's a charity.
Fundraiser.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for a friend of ours. His brother happens to work at the bar and is the bartender. His name is Steve, and his brother has this rare cancer. And it, I guess he said that it's every year only 1,000 to 2,000 people get diagnosed with it. And he grows tumors in his liver, his pelvis, his ribs, everywhere. It's all messed up. It's called neuroendocrine. I can't even pronounce it. I asked him, I was like, is it in your brain, neuro? He's like, no, actually, everyone asks that, but it's not. It's neuros, N-U-E-R-O-E-N-D-O-C-R-I-N-E. Cancer. If you can pronounce that, have fun, because I can't sound it out. What is it?
That would be the neuroendocrine.
Oh, there cancer. You go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Right. So he has that.
If you guys were listening to Hotbox, you know we talked about Irvin Rosenfeld, and he had a cancer similar to that, but the tumors grew on the bones and on the joints.
Right.
This guy's, they're growing
everywhere.
On organs and stuff. Which...
He said one of the tests he took was in nuclear medicine and cost $25,000. His chemo is $3,600 every 2 weeks. So he is local to Kalispell, this area, but they couldn't do anything for him here, and he actually had to get shipped over into Arizona.
Right. And
to do this.
If you don't know this, basically in Kalispell, if you cannot be treated with some whiskey and like a amputation,
they have no idea what to do.
We're like, gotta go to Missoula. Gotta go to Seattle.
I can't duct tape it. Fuck. Fuck.
Which
that.
Is also why once they get you there, they won't pick you up either.
Right. So yeah, he got shipped out there. He's having to stay out there for quite a while. He doesn't have like, you know, shit of his own.
And is he older, our age? How old is he?
He's in I can't remember how old 30s, they said 40s? He was. In between like 38 and 43.
Okay.
So he's older. But he's a really awesome dude. He's fucking hilarious, has a great sense of humor, and, you know, he got into us actually from his brother. He was like, dude, I never knew about that, and blah, blah, blah. And the brother that works with me, I went to him, and I was like, so what's this, you know, party like a rock star event? What the hell is that all about? And he's like, it's for my brother for this. And I was like, dude, you know, I can mention that on our show if you want me to. And he's like, fuck, I forgot you had that. Shit, God, yes. Yeah, please. Would you do, like, seriously? It was great. So
which is
we're
cool,
trying to do that.
Because
so.
The show reaches local and not local.
Right,
non-local. So if you're non-local and you want to help, you can donate some cash to help pay for these crazy bills.
So
No one should go bankrupt because they're sick.
His name is Mike Owens. He's on Facebook. He has a benefit page. Where to go? It is...
Got you in the chat. There's
you
one.
You got it? Did you post it? Sorry.
In the chat.
Just search for Mike Owens Benefit, and it's O-W-E-N-S, and you'll find it. It's the group. Just go in, join the group, and they post events and everything that they do, you know, here and there to raise that money. I think there's a race coming up. There's a softball thing coming up. There's all sorts of shit coming up to help raise money because it's a ridiculous amount.
Check this out
for the treatment.
When you have something like that, every stage of your treatment, you have to throw a fundraiser,
right?
Just to pay for even half of it because it's so crazy.
And we were gonna have him call in and talk with us about, you know, the disease and everything and the treatment, but he actually had a treatment today and is seriously so fucking strung out and just wrecked from it. He can't even hold a conversation. So that I left a message with his brother saying he could call in and talk about it if he wanted to. So that might happen. But
it's kind of what your uncle went through, right?
Yeah. He's starting
right,
now.
Right.
So, I mean, on a lesser scale, this Mike Owens is, that's pretty crazy.
Right.
But, yeah, so come down to my work, Fat Boys, at about 8 o'clock, dress up like a rock star, and, you know, you get the $5 at the door. The guy, Steve Owens, the bartender at Fat Boys, is donating all of his tips from that night to that. All of the tips from that night.
So
tip him
well,
very well.
Just the tip, but make it count.
There's going to be a DJ and everything there, too. I'm going to be dressing up. I close that night, and... Yeah, you'll see me dressed up like a rock star.
Honestly,
cooking, and then freshen up and come out and party.
All I can think of is Fat Boys full of people dressed up like rock star cans, like dancing. But dancing
Someone
like
should,
those dancing
you should do
beer
that.
Cans.
Come on, let me paint you like a... Just, Can you have a white shirt and white pants? I'll do it. I'll do it.
Fuck.
I will do that.
So awesome. And then, like, the spigot, the fucking tap will be where my dick is, and I'll just spray Rockstar all over everyone.
No. Fuck yes. Spout? What?
This like is a keg, for cancer.
Like a, let's tap the keg thing. Yada, yada. So,
tap
yeah,
it gently.
It's pretty cool. I mean.
Well, it's not cool.
No, I mean, it's a cool event and everything and what they're trying to do for them and all that, so. But, let's try and do this. His name's Mike Owens. Find it on Facebook. Get in the group. You know, keep updated on the events and everything that they're having.
Getting struck down with cancer and then, you know, not being able to pay for it, never cool.
On thanks. The in the notes and everything on the benefit page, there's ways to send in donations. They have addresses you can send it to. They have two of them. And then they have, you know, a link for PayPal donations.
Right. And we'll put all this stuff in the show notes at thejamhole.com. But if you're listening right now and you just want to know, checks should be labeled in care of Benjamin Root, R-O-O-T, for Mike Owens. You can drop checks off at the desk at the Mountain West Bank. Any checks sent directly to Mike will also go into the account. They're setting up a PayPal account. That address is AIMEE_NEFF@yahoo.com.
Super sweet.
AIMEE_NEFF.
All right, cool. Well,
I know some Neffs. I wonder if that's all related.
Hey, they're all local and shit. So I mean, this is all local people.
Yeah,
they're all connected. So. Well,
I hope that helps, man. That sucks.
Hell yeah, like, it does, dude.
We have little minor things, and we go broke and have collectors calling and shit. Like, I could not imagine an ongoing thing where every time you walk in those doors, it's -$25,000.
Like, yeah, dude, like, that's the majority of my standing bills that are trying to kill me.
The shittiest thing is, like, you're sick to where you can't work either.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? I don't...
Donations.
Like, how do you...
Fundraisers.
Just...
Friends. Rich friends. Very rich friends.
You just appeal to the goodwill of the people?
Well, when you have a rare cancer, I mean, it's not rare enough to where nobody knows about it, but it's rare enough for people to care about it and want to donate to the cause, you know. Right.
And the like, doctors study it.
Leukemia, blah, 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 you know, feel bad and donate. They set up programs and shit like that. So this is in one of those categories, and they're you probably, know you know, benefit things all over for it.
What they need to do is set up a thing with schools that are, you know, medical schools, that, like, if you have a rare thing, you can come be a student's thesis. And in return for letting him study and, you know, write his thesis, you get the treatment. You know, because that's... how do you pay for that?
Hopefully you have insurance.
Right.
Or rich family or friends.
Because it's totally two-sided. The kids...
Or be a likable person enough to where they... Right. Want to donate or whatever.
The kids going through medical school are like, I know, we're broke too. And the dude's like, I know. They're like, fuck, dude, I don't know what to do.
It's so funny, though, at my work, Fat Boys, I'm always the last person to know about these events and what the hell they are or who the band names are.
Especially if they happen to be on nights you're working them.
Well, nobody comes back and wants to, you know, even thinks about telling the cook that, hey, this band's going to play here tonight or, hey, this is going to happen tonight because we don't fucking care usually. I mean, some of them do. But normally we don't. We work there. Okay. We don't like to hang out there. They have fun in the front and everything, and we have strung out days and just don't want to come back and party. So I didn't even find. I knew somewhat about it, but I thought it was for something else, a different date or whatever, because I had no clue. No one talked to me, and then I finally found out what it actually was about a week ago. So
Burger says, give a shout out to DKMS. The site is getswabbed.org, and that'll get you on the bone marrow transplant list for free while we're talking about, you know, saving lives, because that's what we do, you know.
I'm not donating anything. I'm sorry.
We're donating airtime and the voice.
Like,
but
I will never put on my driver's license an organ donor.
Why?
I won't. Because
really?
I don't.
That's selfish.
I know, but I don't want to.
What are you doing with it?
Because I am so freaking scared of when I die, I am still in that form and I can feel it. I watched a movie and it stuck in my head since I was a kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think that, really?
There's a chance. You don't know. You don't know. I don't know.
Your unfounded fear
if I can feel my autopsy and
someone won't get a, well, I wouldn't say a decent liver.
Like any of it's fucking worth
an
a shit anyway.
Well, no, I wouldn't say an ovary. Yeah.
No one wants anything inside me, so.
Tits? You got some nice tits. I would donate those to me, though. I'm building a real doll. But like a real
why, get those
doll.
When you can get the stupid fake ones that stick up forever?
Well, that's why I'm a real doll.
Mm.
But anyway,
no one wants my gut stuff. So
the DKMS mission is to save lives by recruiting bone marrow donors for leukemia patients. More than 25,000 DKMS donors have helped save lives by donating their marrow.
Do you know how painful it is to donate bone marrow?
Oh, I can imagine.
I won't
That's
do it.
Like,
sorry, they won't knock you out. I'm not doing it.
The bones, right? Like yeah, in the middle of it.
It's a what do you call it? It's like a spinal tap kind of thing.
I would make a deal with them. I'd be like, I want $1 million and a year, and after that you can have it.
Yeah, there's people that give it away for free. They're not gonna offer you money.
Are they? I got good marrow though.
If you're like a rare type or whatever and you're a match to somebody that has a shit ton of money and they'll pay you for it.
Well, you know what they say, here today, gone tomorrow. Anyway,
I would never do that. They don't offer to put you to sleep for that. So
Saturday concert. Be there. And if not, don't.
Party right. Like a rock star at Fat Boys, 8 o'clock. I cook until 9.
We have an announcement for you all. It's something we've never done. Kind of wanted to.
If you go, please don't order the garbage cut. Just saying.
Now we're going to do it.
I hate that thing.
And there's a purpose. On July 8th and 9th, that is a Friday, the Friday show, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
24-hour jam hole marathon. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I have to work both days. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So Friday night, we'll start the regular Friday show, and we'll take a break, and we'll get right into the marathon. We'll have people coming on. We'll break it up into hours, guests per hour, whatever. Stay for more. Stay for whatever if you can. So it'll be a good time. It'll be July 8th and 9th, and the purpose of this is to raise money for our Milwaukee trip.
Right.
We have our plane tickets. That's mm-hmm. all cool. That's all we have. So.
Like, literally.
Seriously. Because bills will be paid. Like, we'll be fine. We just won't have money for the trip. So.
My checking account says you have this much lint.
And Red Fox is helping. He's getting food and all that kind of stuff. But.
Hell yeah.
We are willing to sit here. For I know I don't even want to say it because like once I say it, it has to happen. But fuck, dude, 24 hours of podcasting.
Well, we'll have different people on here and there to fill in time so it doesn't get obnoxiously boring.
Basically, this is going to be the first jam hole 24-hour party.
All those guests we've had on here and there that really haven't made another appearance. We're going to try and bring them back on, get updates, yada, yada.
Local ones, maybe mm-hmm. call some of the non-locals, see if Matt right, Besser right. wants to take a call, Cocozello, Joe, anyone. So,
and there's going to be some cool stuff for you guys to get us to do and win. So
that's how this is going to work. Each hour, mm-hmm. there will be a donation goal. It's going to start very low. And then it'll work its way up.
It's going to be a bidding.
It's going to be a game.
It's going to be an auction. Every hour is the allotted time to get your bid in for the auction. At the end, who has the highest bid? When it closes, you get choices of what you'll see.
Way High Patrol shirts. Jam hole shirts that you've never seen before that are only going to be sold for this 24-hour period.
That are still in the making.
They're made. They will be made and ready, and mm-hmm. you'll see them. But
I'm thinking about doing live Burger. Little sketch poster things for you guys.
Burger? Bids for Danny Tit Picks?
Burger, I have something so much better in store for you.
Oh, dude.
Just wait. Give me time. I am sorry about dipping out on the pick thing, but that was not my fault.
I may not pay the rent to win this.
This is going to be epic, and I feel you deserve it. You just have to give me time, but you will thank me in the long run.
Hopefully.
So, you'll love me forever. But you'll love it forever.
We'll do show, but we're going to do things. We're going to call music.
There's things you're going to want to be involved with.
I just almost don't even want to, like, say what we're going to do. Like, I just want it to just happen and everyone be like, whoa. Are we on Jam Hole TV? Because that was actually good. Wow. Fuck.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll do the live poster sketch shit. That's, you know, we can say that because that's pretty cool. Like I did for Spoke Cannabis at our friend Bob's house. If you guys look back and you can see
that.
Yeah,
who won that? Was it Galactor?
Red. Galactor, so, yeah. Or Red Foxer.
No, it wasn't. I can't Galactor.
Remember. Yeah, I mean, I drew that with a couple Sharpies in a matter of 10 minutes, and we doodled all over the back and drew penises and stuff, and it was pretty cool, and
this is going to be
original, authentic work.
This is going to be the time where you're like, man, I want a jam hole shirt, or like, man, I want a Way High Patrol sticker, or I want, like, we will have them for this specifically.
Do you want to be the jam hole fan that has the only version of these shirts?
Right, and that's the whole, a lot of this fundraiser merch is limited edition stuff.
Right.
And once this is over, it's not going to go up in the store.
Original, authentic.
Awesome.
Stuff.
Awesome.
I personally am putting some shit to it, so, you get a little piece of me, so.
So, clear your dates, July 8th and 9th, 24 hours of Jam Hole. Help us raise money for this trip to Milwaukee, so. Very excited. I'm excited. I've been wanting to do something like that, you know? Just for fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we need the money, and I can produce cool things people like, and yeah. there's things people would pay to see happen here.
We're thinking about, and this may not be for sure, but we're going to take stuff from our past, personal items, and sell those, perhaps.
I need to do some digging if you want to do that.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you may go on there and you may see an old Sony mini disc player with two things full of mini discs with music on them that I listened to back in the 90s.
Would you like to see the only photo that was taken of me when I was a teacher?
You don't know.
The only photo.
Would you like to see a yearbook from 1985?
I'm not whipping out my yearbooks. Fuck you.
Trinity Tro.
I have my first grade yearbook.
We're pulling out all
the
stops.
Who wants that?
Just
awesome plastic, thick, pink frame glasses, long blonde hair. Yeah.
I want to see vagina blood poster hanging, framed, signed, numbered.
No one's getting that yet.
One of one.
That is one of one because I don't make vagina blood anymore.
That's in danger.
Did you guys know that? Because I seriously do not produce I don't have periods, okay? That thing behind me on the wall right there, that period blood painting.
That's the last of your blood.
That's it. That's all the proof I have to show that I actually had a period before.
We're saving it to bring back a vampire, but
that came out of the ovary that's gone.
That's endangered. No, that's extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
That is the DNA of my extinct,
that's like
aborted
Michael Jackson's
tumor.
Semen. They froze it. Because he wasn't doing anymore.
Kinda.
It's like, I might want this.
That's not going anywhere for a while. I'm kind of partial to that.
So, to finish, bottom line, be there July 8th and 9th. Be there for the Friday show. If you got to go to sleep, fine. Wake up, hop right back on. TheJamHole.com/live will be broadcasting the whole thing. Be good stuff. And I'm thinking, if for that period, since you have to go to work, we may pipe in a little code for a mini camera that you can turn that on if you want while you're at work.
What day is that? That's Saturday?
Friday. Yeah,
Saturday night? Right. I might be able to set my netbook up somewhere.
Or that.
Or get a camera. I'll do it. Just, I gotta, you know, I really don't think anybody at my work would mind as long as they're not on cam, and I'm the only one back there anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking,
as long as I don't look like I'm doing anything horribly bad to, you know, bash the name of the place I work at. And I don't, because I am a good cook.
Right. So basically when Dana's in the house, that's when you can be in the chat and tell her to do stuff and be like, here's the donation, now do it. When she's at work, maybe not.
Hey, cut just your saying. Finger off. I'll donate 10 grand. I'll do that.
I don't want
as long as it's a pinky.
I don't want to see her fingering her butthole while she's stirring soup. That's all I'm saying.
No. I won't do anything like right. That's sorry, I don't do that.
But I was thinking of kind of doing that anyway, because everyone that we're friends with that has been on the show is into Android phones now. I kind of want to make a little page with small little video embeds and then hook up their phones with Justin TV accounts, and you can just stream whenever you want. to that
page.
You
know, like, cool little kitchen tricks you pick up and stuff as you're going along? Like, I have a cool little thing how I could flip a burger, and it's really neat. You know, you get to watch, or whatever. You know, all those stupid little tricks, juggling spatulas and, you know, fucking with stuff.
Putting a condom on with your mouth, sure.
Kitchen stuff, that's...
Oh, right.
Take, you know, little short videos with the Android phone and put them up. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Or catching shit on fire. I love that.
So, July 8th and 9th, marathon, 24 hours, be there.
Donate $5,000, I'll stick my hand on the flat top. I don't... That'd be awesome.
Can we do a PSA real quick?
What's that?
A public service...
I know, okay.
Got asshole. It. Okay.
Announcement.
This is for your benefit, as well as mine. This is me learning from mistakes. If you get music online, and it's free, and it... is pre-release, let's say. Let's say you got an album and it doesn't come out for another month. Maybe look at that before you go on Twitter and at reply the artist of that album, hey, this is fucking awesome. I like it. Your best work yet. Thanks.
Where the fuck did you get you that?
Just be be mindful of... release dates.
You're the reason for this dude killing his best friend.
Whoa.
Hey, dude, I told you not to put that anywhere, you dickhead. Yeah. The only one I gave it to, what the fuck?
Wow. So, pretty
awesome.
Some
bitch snuck into the studio.
Yeah, it's what do you do, though?
I told you not to bring them home.
So, you see the Way High Patrol shirt?
Mm-hmm.
You can get those.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this. This is the only one as of right now.
There's but gonna be oh dude you're not
I'm
even
not
gonna know
we're not gonna put them up yet we're gonna save it so
I gotta get some
save your
colored
money.
Pencils
save your money help us get to Milwaukee and make this trip fun and if you're on that side of the world join us we'll be there July 21st through the 25th Saturday the 23rd at the university we're doing a show
mm-hmm.
in Milwaukee
in the college
fuck yeah
I have some of the coolest fucking ideas.
Is that
for
weird?
These shirts, dude.
That like a bunch of just uneducated college dropouts are going to a college to do a podcast show.
Hey, I graduated with everything I was supposed to get, but that's I just true. Didn't really use it or continue going.
Well, it's weird for me. That's all.
I didn't have money to
right.
keep that going. But yeah, dude, the shit we were talking about yesterday and working up these like t-shirt ideas and stuff. Or poster ideas. God, you guys are going to fucking love this shit.
Right.
I'm
so
excited.
The jamhole.com/forums. It's not there yet. We'll make a thread. I want you guys to let us know what kind of stuff you want. If there was a guest in particular you really liked, throw their name up there. We'll make sure we get them or we'll try our best to get them. If you want to see Odie, be like, we want Odie.
Can I just give a little
yes.
Foreshadowing?
Foreskin? Yes.
Foreshadowing.
Sure.
Pinups.
I like that.
Who do you want that's been on the show to see a pinup of? Lingerie, bikini pinup.
Photograph or drawn?
Photograph.
Artistic rendering. Oh, like for real?
Professionally taken, you know, by a photographer.
I would say 80% of the females that have been on here, I think there's two that I maybe wouldn't. Care for to see
there's a few
well
I yeah
your standards are
a lot higher
but for the wrong reasons
I'm picky because I'm a chick and I don't care
well that and you just know the higher the standards the smaller that number gets
no just I used to be an artist and I don't
well,
like to
okay.
Yeah imperfections bug me
do you think then like doctors that are plastic surgeons like do you think they're never satisfied with their wives because they always find they're trained to see
yeah.
that stuff
mm-hmm.
that
or be... they're completely opposite about it like I love you because
you're not,
perfect
right
I see you as you're already perfect
right
don't change anything
they kind of see like the gory part of it mm-hmm. like you don't just
you
see,
don't
want to like,
fucking cut open yeah. the top flap of your fucking wife's nose and chisel out her cartilage
yeah
it's not cool
you don't want to like slice titties open and be like ugh. You know, though, if you could slice them open, put the implants in, and then put a zipper there, like, while you're having sex, how cool would it be to get your hand in there, you know? Like, up in. It'd be so weird, right? I want a picture of that. Of, like, me on top of you with your tits with the zippers with my hand, like, up in them, you know? Just, like, going to town.
Ew. That's,
it'd be a cool picture. Ew, and then zippers, that. Like, on my mouth and on yours and everywhere.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
good on that.
Do it.
But so, yeah, Jam Hole, the women of Jam Hole pinups. Who would you want to see in a pinup.
Alana Hotbutt?
And maybe? You know what? You can even tell us what style you want him in. Do you want to see him in fucking the 50s? What's that chick's name? Whatever Page. What was her name?
Marilyn?
No. Some Page. I can't remember.
All right.
Dark hair.
Sure.
50s, whatever.
Doesn't
awesome.
Matter.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe or fucking like Jenna Jameson pinups and all that.
Burger says,
who do you want to see?
Naked. Can you do it in the style of Naked?
It will be...
We'll try.
Almost. Right there.
Don't get mad. Oh, thank you, Nolly's Undead, says Betty Page.
Thank you.
And
thank
don't
you
get
much.
Mad if you do get a naked one and it's a chick you've never seen on the show before because we had to go hire a hooker.
Hey, you know what? We haven't had a whole shit ton of chicks on the show.
Had a few.
But I can dig you some up. So email me. What do you like? Blondes, brunettes, redheads? You know, tell me. I will find it.
Bird35 says, can you get that deadbeat Josh to call in? So awesome.
Oh, God.
That one from Alaska? Or the which?
Dude.
We've had a couple dead.
Get his chick for a pinup. What's her? Nikki.
Like, yeah. With the belly. Oh.
Yeah.
Can you do pregnant pinup pictures?
Fail.
Call it the PPP.
Fail lingerie. I'm sorry, what?
Is that the fail poster? Write that down.
I said it quiet. I didn't want it to be
all
so
right.
Blunt.
Moving
yeah.
on. While we're talking about Jam Hole related stuff, we're having our party, third annual Jam Hole live show, August 13th. That's here. That's summertime. It's beautiful. Now.
Oh, hang on.
I just
want to mention the pinups are actual life size. I wanted to do that. If you can pay extra and get... That'd be awesome. I love those.
You're never
like
going to leave
big
the studio.
Oh, my God. They're so cool.
This needs to be done quickly, so let's stop making
all
empty
right,
promises.
All right, we'll do them normal.
Strike that from the record.
Yeah, eventually. Yes.
Yeah, Bert says, yeah, big mouths at Josh. Burger that. Says, can we get Matt's ex, the one that still owes him a blowjob on air? Can we do that? Would
what?
You be okay with
no.
that if we just made her leave?
No.
Why?
You dumbass. No. Why would you even ask that? Are you
well, sure? Burger asked it. Burger, why would you even... Burger...
You should have been like, Burger, you know, that would never happen. You
Burger,
shouldn't have been like, can we do that?
Can I handle this? Burger, that would never happen. You, Burger.
Whoa, dude. You hit the mixer. I have no idea if you hit a button, dumbass.
You know better than that.
You know better than that. Which one is it?
That's what I'm telling him. The one that Peter pants?
Not even for jealousy reasons. Sorry.
Whoa. Thanks, Burger.
Hey, I have more reasons that are legitimate. So whatever.
I need to go outside and get fresh air because I can't breathe in here now.
I would not be comfortable.
Anyway,
with that at all.
We have some options for the whitewater rafting trip, and I need the people that are coming here. MDS has his tickets so far. I'm not. If anyone else has theirs, we need to hear from you. Do you want a guided whitewater rafting tour, or
I vote
do you
yes.
want? And honestly,
I'm not going on it either way. You have a better chance of getting me on it if it has a guide.
Honestly, I'm more leaning towards this side. Do you want an unguided me and Chad and whoever else, Robbie, leading this thing down rapids that we've never done before?
You know, I can swim,
awesome.
But not
through not
rocks.
In rapids.
Through, not through yeah. rocks. So that's my problem.
Yeah, Burger says, sorry, not coming. That sucks, man. It'd be a good time, but those of you that are coming, that's the options. It's a lot cheaper if we guide the rafting trip.
Well, of course.
Obviously.
Just, I don't know how well that would turn out.
Well, they give you maps and shit, and honestly, it's a river. Like, it goes, it's like Canada, one road.
Okay,
but you can't
I've
go
never
the wrong way.
Really played with a boat without at least a small motor.
Oars.
I didn't fuck with those.
Oh. Well.
Only for like maybe 50 feet, if that.
There's the options.
And not against fucking rapids.
Well, you go with the rapids. See, you're already fired.
I'm pulling up on a beach shore because my trolling motor is hitting the goddamn bank, okay?
That's awesome.
That's all I'm doing to row.
I see Daddy like on the shore, like practicing, like.
No, I'm on the shore waving at you dumb fucks getting
like,
mauled
oh,
by these rocks.
There's the cliff. Bye.
Yeah, I told you. Blood.
See this?
See,
life
see
insurance.
That, yeah.
See ya. Life insurance.
Bye.
But no, I don't know. I think it'll be fun either way, definitely. I think we would have more free reign to kind of do what we want, you know? Like, get blazed, get wasted, whatever. You know?
How do you get blazed while you're fighting rapids?
You're not fighting rapids. You are going with the... You harness them.
Yeah, but you have to, like, be on your game and everything.
Do you, though?
Yeah, dude.
This isn't, like, fucking Mach 5 kayaking, dude.
Working together to, you know, guide this thing... You're fucked.
But how did the guides do it then with people that have never done it before?
Because they give them direction. When I say this, this group fucking does this. When I say this, they do that.
Okay. So if I feel it tipping this way, I'm going to say that way. And you're all going to move that way. If I see it tipping that way, I'm going to say this way. And you're all going
to... And what if, since you're able to do whatever you want, they're drunk and they fucking push it the other way and then it...
Well, then you all go under. I don't care. I'll have my snorkel on. I mean, prepared, right?
I'll be at the bottom in the calmer water in my waders fishing.
Well, we'll discuss the jamhole.com/forums. There's a meetup section there for the parties. Third annual Jamhole live show.
Super sweet.
Guide or non.
Do you want to talk about the place?
Well, real quick, then we're also doing rustic camping.
Mm-hmm.
We have that cabin for the week. I need to let them know what days. So... let's figure it out.
Let us know what you're getting in.
/forums. If you're coming.
And if you're local, if you want to go.
Right. First come, first serve, out-of-staters. Then what's left, locals, come on in. So we can have up to 10 people rustic camping.
Probably uncomfortably, but.
No, well, this is with tents sleeping outside because it's August and it will be beautiful out there. No light pollution, no electricity. That's how we roll. It's going to be an experience for all of you city folk.
If I can get a mosquito net, I call the hammock.
And to get here, MDS did it. Go to Vegas. Go to DEF CON. Then cheap tickets from Vegas to here. Boom. That's how it is.
Hey, someone listened.
I know. He did. That's like I was like, I'll figure out which one it is and tell you. He's doing. He's like, fuck, I'm going to go to DEF CON.
You can
CON
actually
while I'm here.
Thank
fuck it.
Smashley for that little tip.
There
just
you go.
Saying. Which she is trying very hard to make the appearance for the live show.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about the live show.
We're
going to have probably a brand new venue. Same business, brand new building. Guess
in
who gets to break
higher
it
up
in?
Area.
Guess who gets to break it in? Oh, man.
Fucking A.
I am so, dude.
Maybe it's not for sure yet.
They're probably most likely going to be out of... Ye Olde Restaurant, which I don't know, I thought that would be cool to do it, you know, for the third year and kind of close that chapter, but I'm down to do our third one in a new place.
I haven't seen it yet. I really, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be
I'm going to miss the, like, area we had. Is there, like, a little step up to, like,
yeah. No, dude, it's going to be perfect.
Sure. Do we have more room? Because that stage was kind of cramped.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say we can invite...
Think thin.
We can invite about 50 more people to this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Ongoing, right now. Happy birthday, Benny. Fuck, dude. I haven't seen Benny in so long.
Benny and the Jets. Who?
Exactly. Benny and the Jets. Happy birthday. Tomorrow. Do you know what day tomorrow is?
The 18th.
National.
Night, whatever. I don't know. Saturday.
National Saturday.
Okay.
Absolutely. Moving on. No, tomorrow is apparently... I love Facebook for this. Anyone can just make up a day, make a group, invite everyone. Boom. It's a day.
Kick a ginger day.
Yeah, exactly. Yay. Well, in the theme of that, tomorrow is I don't give a fuck day. How do you tell the difference between that and every
other day? I have about two of those every week, so...
Yeah. I think, like, every day is pretty much... I don't give a fuck day, but that's cool. We can all, like, actually get together, think about it. Nah, I don't give a fuck. That's all.
It's usually the second to last day of my work week.
National Fuck Danny and the Pooper Day? That's next week, Burger. Didn't you get the calendar invite? So, and yeah, back real quick for the fundraiser. Any bits? If you want raging clues, you know how that works. Send them in. If you want advice, send it in. If you want fuck my life's and group hug confessions, post. That's what we'll do. This is for you guys to raise money for us. For you guys again. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
we do this to raise money for us to get to a place to do a show for you.
You know, we're going out of our way quite a lot.
out of
to
our
benefit
way.
Benefit you guys.
I feel I know what my parents kind of felt when I would bring friends home and they're like, have a seat if you're hungry for dinner. And then they'd be like, hey, can you help me with this? And you go in the kitchen. They're like, Matthew, we can't feed the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm, but they wouldn't say it to them.
Yeah, exactly. And they would feed them, you know. But they were like, you know, you can't keep bringing home strays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know. But, like,
give them the hint, you know.
Like, you know, we got this server for you guys. And then you want this. And we do that. And you're like, I want this. And it's like, you know, we can't keep feeding the whole fucking world.
Let's just put it this way. This year for this live show and everything, the marathon show, this is the further than we've ever gone to do anything for this. And it,
New York.
No. I'm saying as
our
much
show.
Shit as we're putting into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
for
as
sure.
much shit as I'm planning and stuff. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm putting a lot into this. You're
I'm excited.
Putting a lot into this.
I'm excited.
Some of the local people are putting a lot into this and helping and everything to yep. make this happen. There's going to be so much fucking awesome stuff. So
that's what we figured the key is. I mean, you guys want to give us money, but you feel weird about it because this is a consumer, you know, society. You're like, I can't just give you money. What is this, church? Although we have Jam Hole Church stickers. So
maybe we should auction off the for real dough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could
or
we?
My real dildo.
Or, sure. Whoa.
You want that?
Yeah, I bet someone does.
Oh, mention the the thong thing.
Or that, but hold yeah. on.
That was awesome.
Could we... Never mind.
Go ahead. What?
Go
good.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Do you want to? You know, it was your idea. You go ahead. What the marathon?
I feel gross saying it, so you go ahead.
Matt had the idea that for the marathon,
whoa,
we call it the marathon, and I wear one thong through the entire thing. At the end, someone buys it. There you go. You can have my smelly vagina.
I like how you say at the end someone buys it instead of at the end we're going to send it to one of you fuckers. Like it's a joke, but it's like you're going to want this, trust.
Right. I'll shower. I won't like wear it all day at work and sweat in it.
Yeah.
A little shart to add with. No.
Oh, God.
It'll be fresh. It'll be good.
You know what? Someone asked the other day, like, hey, what did you do with those pants you shit yourself in after the sweatshop
right?
concert?
I was curious about
saving
that.
Saving it for a rainy day. And guess what? I checked the weather for that time. It's raining. So watch out.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Burger says no thanks. I'll be happy with the pics.
Hey, or that. Yeah, whatever, dude.
Either or.
Dude, okay, there's so much stuff of ours that you guys, oh, man.
Yeah, so there will be a store set up for this stuff. You will be able to get one or two completely never-before-heard songs.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Just unreleased shit, cool stuff, trust, be there.
Limited edition.
Help us raise money, so.
Shirts are awesome.
Our friend... my brother went to school with. I want to talk about this, some local stuff, because this is fucked up. Kind of hotbox related, but okay. Now, a seven...
What is that?
Hotbox. Yeah, you remember... Do you remember the hotbox?
I don't even remember. What kind of...
I remember
not
smoking
really.
Pot as a kid in a car with that. Okay, smart.
I heard of it, but...
Shut up. Hotbox is a podcast. Fuck off.
No, it's not. It's not anymore.
The hotbox broke my heart.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
It was a... Now it's a memory.
It's a bad memory.
Yeah.
No, it's an amazing memory. It's bad because I can't do it anymore, and I want to. But, so, this is why the hotbox needs to fucking continue. This is bullshit. Okay, a 17-year-old Flathead High School, that's my, what do you call that? Magna cum laude-er?
Huh?
It's where I went to school, anyway.
Whatever.
This kid, 17 years old, he's our friend's youngest brother.
Okay.
High school graduate, charged with two counts of felony distribution of, here's the kicker, dangerous, okay, keep that there, dangerous drugs. Now, you know what he did?
Still schedule one.
For allegedly giving marijuana-laced brownies to others before a graduation party.
Why not? All you gotta do is walk up there, grab this thing, and shake dude's hand, and pose for a picture, and walk away. And then throw your hat in the fucking air. Yay!
Where's the dangerous drug part? Like, are you talking about the high fructose corn syrup in the brownies? Like, what are you? Because that'll kill you before this way.
That could be dangerous to me, but I don't know.
Right.
But
are you allergic to
nuts?
I wouldn't accept it.
So the people that like it accepted it. I might be the fuck that runs out naked with my fucking graduation cap, you know, like that's me.
That's
so.
The other thing I don't get about, and this happens in other places all the time, that kids eat brownies that had pot in them and get more fucked up than they thought they would, freak out, and then their parents get involved, where if they would have just went and laid down, woke up, they would have been fine. But because they're freaking out, because their parents never took the time to teach them, all they said was it's evil. Okay.
Mm.
Well, now look. Connor Thomas, it's our friend Zach's brother, he's accused of selling the brownies to two Glacier High School graduates prior to June 4th, all-night Crosstown Craze graduation party at the Summit. That sounds like what this should have been. I'm going to an all-night Crosstown Craze. I expect pot. I expect some pills.
Alcohol, probably.
Right, probably. Now, here's what's amazing. Connor, 4.0 student, Flathead's valedictorian, athlete.
Valedictorian
athlete, excelled in football, track, wrestling. He was arrested, released after six other party attendees exhibited signs of intoxication.
You didn't ask one of them if it was theirs?
Well, here.
They're all in on it?
Earlier that day, he graduated. The Flathead County Attorney's Office filed charges and requested a transfer hearing to determine whether Thomas will be charged as an adult or a juvenile.
He'll be charged as an adult, I guarantee you.
Just
because of the GPA and shit.
That's so fucked
up. He's smart. He should know.
Ruin his life.
No.
Felony will.
They might not give him a felony.
All those colleges that wanted you?
They might not give him a felony. He's at the beginning of the adult shit, and they might just give him...
Even though he was charged with 2 counts felony distribution of dangerous drugs.
Oh, he was charged? Oh.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, really? Mm. 4.0 ruined?
Give him a fine and some fucking whatever you call it.
How about slap the kids that got sick for being little pussy bitches? You ate them.
I've seen 14-year-olds get charged as adults. So.
A felony, though?
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're just going to ruin a life all for what?
The 14-year-old was a case for manslaughter.
Do you know what, though? No matter, you could have put every ounce of marijuana in this valley from every dispensary, from every underground black market smoker, seller, grower, into those brownies. And it would not have killed those fucking kids. They did not get killed. They exhibited signs of intoxication. How many kids were there drunk?
Yeah, did you mention the keg in the corner?
Oh, was that? Okay. Well, I mean, it is a Crosstown Craze.
When you walked in, were they like, I'm the designated drinker.
Oh, look, I'm a female body inspector. Oh, you're a dude.
Yeah, please
wait.
Get out of my way. Hey, you with the pot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, come on, dude.
The quiet guy sitting down in the corner versus the keg stand kid screaming. Right?
Like, such a nice kid, too. And you want to send him to jail and then this and that by life.
I would like to think that nowadays, if someone that is looking to give a scholarship and whatnot saw that and saw the reasoning, they might look past it.
But you have to remember that right now we're in the middle of a war. Mm-hmm. And anything like this that they can spin negatively will look good for the side that says ban it.
They already
completely.
Won, though. Pretty much. What can they do? You can't fight
they
it
have,
at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, they are. They have a petition going around. If that goes in, then their law gets wiped.
For
and
the July 1st thing?
Right.
And I thought that was already in. Like,
no.
That's happening.
No, it's not July 1st yet. And this petition, they have the signatures. It'll freeze it.
I thought that it was like a fucking 100% thing that is happening on July 1st.
If they wouldn't have hired a $50,000 lawyer to stop that.
So there's a chance it might not go through?
Yeah. Well, it will get frozen, in which case, if they get the signatures, they get it all submitted, all of that, then in 2012, we vote on it again.
So it stays the way it was until 2012?
Which, I'm sorry, this is hotbox stuff, but there's no hotbox, and I have a problem with that. So we voted it in 2004, and everything was cool. We got dispensaries, everything was cool, no
but
deaths.
But it didn't boom until, like, the last 2 years.
Right. And fine, so say you can't go to a webcam doctor. Fine, whatever. But don't say you have to give it away for free. There's no profit. You can't do that. So
you know how much high pressure sodium lights are?
Well, and we talked about that in one of the last episodes of the Hotbox.
That's stupid.
Unless the people that sell the dirt and the lights and the nutrients and all that give it for free.
It took me like 6-7 months to produce this shit. I'm not giving it to you for fucking nothing. Are you kidding me?
Well, that, and we said you don't go to the pharmacy and get your subs and oxys for free. You don't go to the fucking grocery store and
get
your...
You can make a pill a lot quicker and cheaper than you could grow a plant. Just saying. You actually have to pay attention to the plant.
Berger says he's over 16. He'll be charged as an adult. And yes, I speak from experience. A felony will fuck his life for the rest of his life.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. For that?
I mean, like, Walmart. If they look into your charges and find that it was something they don't like, they won't hire you. Or if you have a felony and you go to apply at, like, you can't get a fucking mailman position or anything, like a federal.
Besides the point, he was going to play football at Montana State. And if that felony's there, will they take you?
What is that? Is that the Grizz shit?
I don't think they'll take you.
I don't know.
I wonder if you can get government the grants and the tuition stuff with a felony. Because there's a lot of things Montana doesn't let felons do. Is this the kid you're going to make an example out of? The 4.0 student who gets stoned and does good?
And graduated on time.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of us.
Right? Why? Oh, let's take a look at the kids that didn't graduate on time. What were they doing? Sitting on the court drinking booze? Okay. Doing pills?
I was doing a lot of things.
Now, if he would have put those things in these brownies and gave them, yeah, you might have died.
I might have been there.
So punishment fits the crime?
No.
No, not at all. And this is appalling that this is where we live and that this is a good fucking kid. So two 17-year-old boys identified Thomas as the person who made and sold the brownies. When questioned by police, he said, "Yeah, I did." So Thomas, who is committed to play football at Montana State University, told the cop that he realized afterwards that he had put way too much marijuana in the brownies while preparing them at home.
Now, what high school student that just graduated do you know of that can afford that amount of pot?
Way too much
for
pot?
That many people. You gotta realize
for
that...
For two people?
How? What?
Two people?
It wasn't for like the whole... I thought it was like for a whole
party.
Okay,
the two people... No. The two people narked and six people that got sick.
So you gotta figure he made it for like the graduating... His graduating class, right?
I don't think
for,
so.
For like 10 to 16 people probably?
He made it for the two people. And then somehow they gave some to their friends, and all together, six people got, not sick, showed signs of intoxication.
All right, well, six people, either way, that's got to be at least a fucking box, like, an 9 by 10 pan of brownie shit, right?
Sure.
How much pot do you put in that to do anything? Like an ounce? You have to have like an ounce.
Or good pot, but yeah.
You can't tell me he afforded that all on his own. It was him
Maybe
and his friends
Maybe
that
smart.
Pitched in.
Sure.
Why aren't they getting any part of it?
Why are any of them getting any part of it?
But that's just crap to me. Like it, you know it wasn't just him. You know it wasn't just for him. And it's not that, you know, like, really, what do you think a kid that just graduated high school wants to do?
But
really?
Honestly, if you go, let's say, and I understand we don't look at things logically, but let's, just for fun, let's look at it logically. Statistically, alcohol... Per year, kids dying at parties, high school graduations, that stuff. Lots?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My mom's high school best friend she grew up with, her name was Lizard, they called her, got hit by a drunk driver on prom night and died.
Yeah.
And we went there every year to put a rose on her fucking tombstone.
That story is replicated in every fucking state.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she wasn't drunk. She was hit by another fucking student from the prom that was drunk driving. Killed her. Dead.
So if you think about it, out of all of the possible drugs he could have chose to put into these brownies, he went with the safest one. The
Pretty
one
much.
With the least side effects. The one that there's no LD50. That was smart.
least it wasn't back in the 70s and your friends are fucking dosing you with Quaaludes.
Or cocaine. Sure.
Acid.
What if he would have did that? Yeah. We ate shrooms at our fucking graduation. You know who looked intoxicated? Not this guy, but some other people did. You know what happened to them? Fucking nothing. Granted, this was in 99, but hey.
My dad's room was blacklight painted with a dragon thing walking through it because he dropped brown paper bag acid and all that shit through high school and everything. Like, can you imagine if it was back then? And is that easy to get away with? Again, like that?
This is disgusting, though. And so here's how it started.
My mom had roach clip earrings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's how it started. One 17-year-old panicked. Okay. Panicked graduate from Glacier. Showed symptoms of intoxication. Approached him 11 p.m., quote, he was in distress and his face was pale. The boy alerted the cop to another 17-year-old who appeared to be having a medical emergency. Several students told the officer that the youth had consumed marijuana brownies in the parking lot. And that's when the cop called the paramedics.
I could see how some kids could get freaked out by it, though.
Do you call the paramedics?
Sometimes, dude. I'm not kidding.
If they were allergic to peanuts and ate those brownies and they had peanuts in it, that would have hurt them more than the pot.
It depends.
The pot is the safest thing in there.
Okay, if you're not used to doing that very often and you get really high from it, like when my dad fucking gave me a brownie and didn't tell me what the hell was in it.
Is that on you, though?
What do you mean?
You ate the brownie. Like, the kid ate the brownie.
Well, my dad didn't tell me what the fuck was in it, so
you
that was on him.
You can smell it, though.
No.
Really?
No, I couldn't taste it. Do you think I would have kept eating it if I knew it was weed brownie or a weed muffin thing, whatever the fuck it was?
If it's weak enough that you don't smell or taste it, it's not going to fuck you up that much.
Well, see, when you condense it into butter, you fucking flavor it.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can mask the taste, the smell and all that, and you can put a shit ton in it.
I don't know. Anything, like, it's got that, you know, that bite to it.
No, this, in all honesty, seriously, did not. I can recognize it usually and won't fucking touch it. My dad thinks it's funny to dose me. So I fucking eat that. I didn't know. And, I kind of freaked out from it because I didn't know what was happening. My heart rate's fucking speeding up. I'm starting to get like, you know, my chest is getting heavy and I'm getting short of breath and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, you know? And I can't really see my fucking cutting board or whatever. And I'm like, fuck. Dad, did you fucking put weed in that?
And those are also symptoms of, you know, flus and like that kind of stuff, too.
Well, I was completely healthy. So a kid that doesn't, you know, that's not used to it, knows it, and just thinks it's going to be a little happy buzz, and his heart rate speeds up, and his chest gets tight, and he's short of breath, and he starts sweating.
And go lay down for a minute.
He might feel like he's having a heart attack, or like, you know, an asthma attack, or like things like that, you know? A cardiac arrhythmia thing, or whatever.
I'd like to think our youth are smarter than that.
Well, the first time you smoked pot, did you get, like, any weirded out?
Anything. Really? Yeah. But then I started. But when I was...
I remember my first time.
15, like, the pot wasn't that good here.
Ours was.
Well.
The first time I did it, I got freaked out.
You know why
it
wasn't? Because we were getting it from the adults. When I got older, the adults, they were the ones that sold swag. The kids, we had the good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Weird, right?
I smoked with my friends, and luckily my friends were there that had been, you know, knew what it was like and whatever.
Yeah.
And I smoked, got really high, and I freaked out. I'm lucky my fucking friends were there to calm me down. I literally felt like I was above myself and could see myself. Like, I was freaking out.
But felony, absolutely not.
Well, if they weren't there to, like, sit me down and be like, dude, seriously, you're right here. I can see you. You're okay. I probably would have fucking tried to walk home and not made it, and, you know, someone would have fucking came to talk to me.
So, do you think if the cop didn't have a hard-on and actually went to the kids that were exhibiting this and were like, sit down, chill, you're fine. You know, what was it? As soon as I ask what was it and they say pot, I'm going to laugh at you. Then I'm going to say, just chill, you'll be fine.
Well, check them out. You know, like check the heart rate and all that stuff.
Right. Now, if we lived in the ghetto in like a big city, I would say now pot with PCP. Because that will fuck your shit up. You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's get through this because the comments are what I want to talk about. So, both youths later told the cops that Thomas had sold them the brownies for $15 the day before graduation. One of the boys said he saw baggies of weed belonging to Thomas with the label White Widow. Got a little bit of that widow, huh?
There's no real White Widow anymore. Just saying.
Actually?
It's been so fucking polluted and whatever.
Yeah, actually, that is true, because I remember the White Widow, when I was younger, had a very strong, distinct smell. And the
and it
thing,
came from BC. Just, it was originally coming from up there.
The stuff people say now is Widow, like, does, I mean, maybe a little of the spice, but nothing like what that
not
smelled.
Not the same, yeah, just saying. For sure. The strains are diluted.
So Thomas would not say where he got the marijuana because he's smart. A total of 6 17-year-old graduates, in addition to Thomas, were sent
proved
home.
He's not a narc.
From the community party. No, he's a good kid, dude. He is. From the community party with their parents
friends
after
like, please
showing.
Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything.
Symptoms that included confusion, hallucinations, increased heart rates, perspiration, and garbled speech.
Yep.
Also, symptoms from gym class, running the mile, and drinking. So. Thomas has not yet been arrested on the felony charges, which carry broad sentencing possibilities ranging from 1 year to life.
Whoa.
Broad sentencing possibilities ranging from 1 year to life in the Montana Department of Corrections, Montana State Prison.
All right.
Life?
That? Okay, think about that and tell me if you think this is fair.
Wow.
You have friends that have gotten DUIs, right?
Oh, yeah. MIPs, and then as we got older, DUIs.
Okay, and
not me,
would
though.
You think that it would be cool? I mean, like, yeah, they might be a little drunk or whatever, but they're not falling over drunk, and they would have gotten home safely, just they happened to have a taillight out, they got pulled over, and blew a little, you know, like, blew, like, they had alcohol in them, okay? Enough to get a DUI. The DUI now is minimum vehicular homicide.
That girl that killed my friends.
I know, yep. But think about the friends that you have that could have happened to.
Life.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'll admit I've drank and drive and whatever, but I never did it, you know, I wasn't
That's
stupid.
Sad.
I wasn't, you know, stumbling over drunk or whatever. And if I felt like that, I would fucking get a ride.
Right.
You don't go above and beyond. And I bet you if I would have been fucking breath test, I would have blown under the limit and got a slap on the wrist. But think about that. The friends and people that got stopped at a fucking DUI checkpoint and shit and got that. And
it's
now.
Way backwards, dude. The punishment. In no way.
There should be, you know, at least like a scale from like how much over the limit they are or they blow or, you know, what they do for the drunk tests and shit. And then, you know, they should have, you know, you're charged with this first, the second time you're going, you know, shit like that. Or you have to do this.
What we're teaching your kids with these kinds of laws is that, hey, before you go and put pot in those brownies, think about it. What you want to do is put rat poison in those brownies. Because if you put pot in there, you're going to go to jail for life. If you put rat poison, 4 to 5 years, maybe off on good behavior, parole, all that. Because you know what? Makes the system money.
Yeah, that's the
appalling.
The two biggest college drugs are weed and alcohol.
One kills.
You can go to jail for the rest of your life for both of them now. It's just awesome. Just
and
saying.
So with that in mind, if there were crazy negative side effects, death, all that stuff from pot, we would know it, right? Because people are smoking it.
Yeah.
You can't be like, well, it's still new and we don't know what it does. Like, we fucking know, dude. We know here every night. You know what it does.
Well, the younger generation doesn't.
It makes you chill. And it's this kind of shit that when nice looking kids, strangers, just new to the town, see me in a gas station, they're like, hey, you look nice. Do you know where I could get a bowl, bro?
And totally.
I would love to be like, yeah, I do, because I want to help you.
But I can't, because I'm afraid I'll get in trouble.
But, you know, I can't, but there's a whole row of booze that you could get right here, right now. And it, dude, it doesn't hurt me, but it makes me mad inside my head as I'm telling him, yeah, I know where to get pot at a dispensary. There's one right there. I'm arguing with myself. I'm like, you're a douchebag. Remember, Matt?
What if that was me?
Hey, Matt, remember when you were in Kentucky and you and Tyler were trying to find pot and you went around and asked cool-looking kids? And they were like, yeah, hair. And we were like, dude, thank you so much. Best friends for life. Like, what have you turned into? I've turned into someone who doesn't want to go to jail for life because you've put ridiculous, ridiculous punishments for something that's not even a crime.
Well, let's hope that that fucking awesome lawyer
that's
comes
fucked.
Through. So,
so fucked.
Whatever.
So, right. It's unclear how the charges will affect his status at State University, where he was expected to play alongside his older brother, Tyler. Athletic department said it's not the first legal trouble involving marijuana for Thomas. His mother, Mary Thomas, shout out, sued, this is awesome, she sued the Kalispell School District last year after Thomas was removed from the football team for allegedly violating the school's chemical use policy. He was one of four players suspended from the team after a traffic stop that led to the discovery of marijuana.
That's not chemical
use. And paraphernalia,
use. Right? That's not chemical use.
It's chemical dependency.
That's not chemical.
Coffee?
Coffee has caffeine. That's chemical.
Exactly.
Marijuana is not a chemical.
Tetrahydrocannabinol. Well, right. What is inside it?
A chemical is produced by us.
Right.
That is not.
So what you're saying is that when you pulled them over, you would have preferred to see beer cans and all that stuff?
Would have got them in less trouble.
Right? And so is that...
that actually is like chemical.
Is that what we teach the kids? Don't smoke pot. Drink. And the kids are like, you know, I...
They teach them to stay away from both, and then they get hooked on fucking meth.
Well, no, but seriously, like, think about it. What happens if you tell your kid that? Your kid has the internet, so he Googles it, and he prints you out two pages. One is death, fatality rates, alcohol, one is for pot. And he's like,
this one looks a lot better.
Can you explain this to me? What do you say then? I lied to you, I'm sorry. And God doesn't exist either, so we'll stop going to church, I guess.
I guess.
Like, you feel like a piece of shit, right?
Well, no.
As a parent.
I don't know.
Do you raise your kids by law guidelines or by what's right?
That's morals. You give them morals, exactly. And then you tell them what is looked at to be morally wrong and yeah. What you hold as morally wrong.
But anyway, yeah, she sued them. Thomas, who was driving the vehicle during a lunchtime break, denied inhaling marijuana or owning any of the devices used to smoke it. Another student claimed all of it and got a citation. Quote, I believe there's no evidence that I physically possessed or consumed marijuana or paraphernalia, he wrote. So, they got an attorney. All this is going to happen. Prosecution, all that. He's going to see the judge, Curtis. Preliminary injunction ordering that he be reinstated on the team until the lawsuit reaches a conclusion. So, that's cool. She let him back on the team until... yeah. So, fucking wow. Comments.
Wow.
Comments.
Wow.
Comments.
Go for it.
I don't even fucking know where to start. We can start with mine. I just fucking wrote, the sad thing is no matter how much pot he could have put in those brownies, the kids who ate them would not have died. Can't say the same for alcohol or pills, both of which are responsible for killing more of your children than pot could ever. Which, by the way, if you're keeping score, pot zero, alcohol millions, probably billions. So, yeah. Now, kind of a little contrast.
There's nothing that someone's gotten high, like too high, and like maybe crashed
on pot.
Yeah,
I don't think that's like saying I fucking breathed too much air and hyperventilated and passed out while I was driving because I was breathing, but I breathed too much.
I mean, there's. I've swerved and everything. My friends have swerved. You know, been like, oh shit. You know, like. When we're high, and we weren't drunk or anything, but it could have been a fatal accident if we were just that much more, you know?
But that's not the drug. Like, the alcohol
is... Yeah, it is, because
is...
we would have been completely fine if we were
well,
sober.
Then that's like saying if you look away to change your CD, that was the CD's fault that you crashed.
No.
If the CD wouldn't have been there, you wouldn't have.
No, you're completely looking ahead of you and paying attention, but you're zoned out from the pot, and so you don't, you know, you don't... Okay, you don't register that there's a mailbox right there, damn it.
Honestly, if you look at it, though, more times than not, when you smoke pot, you are more focused because you're high. And you're like, whoa,
There's been times.
Then you need to know that.
Accounts.
You need to know that.
And
you know what that's called? Taking responsibility for yourself.
And I don't want to go against anything and be the bad
person.
Well, no,
what you're saying, everyone's different. And granted, I wouldn't want to say go drive around in my brother's Mini after he smoked a bowl.
You can get blazed and drive. I can get blazed and not.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's different for everyone. See, I can shoot up 10 oxys and be fine, and you cannot.
I don't want to give you a something that shows you're wrong, but it's not either, though.
No.
But
everyone's body's
different. A personal
different.
Friend of mine, his son actually got in a car accident, went off of a bridge from that.
Really? I got in a car accident from rolling a cigarette,
He had quite a high level of THC in his system when they pulled him out. And they had alcohol in his system as well. But the alcohol was ingested within 6 hours prior to his death.
Huh.
And so, I don't know. And, you know, and that was my friend's, it's a really good family friend of mine. And it was his only son. And he had just graduated. And he fucking, or 20-something, something like that. Going to college, whatever. Fucking off of a bridge in Florida, into the ocean. I remember his dad sitting there trying to fix the foam because he's like, I paid for this and I can't let it go to waste or whatever. And he's sitting there fucking with it, trying to fix it. And it's his son's. My 30-06, that's his son's because he gave it to me.
Berger said, I got in a car accident from going too fast. Yeah. And Ollie's in Dead says, you can OD on pot. There's just no delivery system to get that much into you.
And he wasn't going too fast. He was doing the speed limit. It was recorded.
It's like you can OD on a pack of cigarettes. Not by smoking them. You take them and you boil it down into water and you extract that nicotine and you inject that.
Ew.
But if you smoke them, you're not getting that much. But anyway, so.
Can you really OD? What? OD on? Huh?
That's how it is.
I mean, people aren't ODing on marijuana, but it's just causing them to not
because
pay attention. And
the way
themselves.
It works in your endocannabinoid system, there's no possible way for you to get what would be whatever the LD50 is, I don't even think they know, in your system at one time.
Let's just say with certain people, it causes distraction and causes problems.
Sure.
I wouldn't say causes their death, but causes problems that resort.
Distractions will distract regardless.
No.
A girl in a skirt walking down the street in summer will cause an accident because someone will look.
If the guy was stoned and had his little horse blinders on,
no,
and noticed
totally
her.
Sober.
No, I'm saying if he was stoned, he might not have noticed her. That's what I'm saying. It takes away your total attention to some people.
You're totally missing what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
Because I've seen this happen.
The lady in the red dress.
When people look and then right up the ass.
The woman
car
in the
front
red
of
dress.
Them. Exactly.
That thing. Did you like that? I programmed that better.
Here's the kind of people we live with. Apparently, it must be easier to get a 4.0 at FHS than I thought, because this kid is a complete idiot. Okay. Wow. Mommy must be proud. All that work to sue the school district and your kid really like the Mary Jane? Congrats, Mommy, for bailing out your kid. He learned a valuable lesson. Any mother, if your kid kills somebody, if you're a mother, you're going to help your kid, right? Which is what the next post says. You know what? He's 17. He made a mistake. How many mistakes have we all made and continue making into adulthood? Should this ruin his life and what he has going for it? No.
This is so funny because when I was younger, it was completely turned around. Yeah. I wasn't the one doing it. My parent.
This
was,
is so funny
and I
because
I was trying to ditch them out because I was pissed at him.
This is funny because once he gets into college, that's all that they're, you know, pot.
It was so funny. I was mean.
And booze. Like, he's preparing himself.
They'll go somewhere else because they'll be like, oh, well, this isn't even...
That's stupid.
Whatever, so...
Here's one. Either he failed home economics and the teacher passed him along, or he didn't take the class at all and should have. He's lucky he didn't seriously harm or kill himself and others. Really? How would he do that?
Not interested to
find out the test results of all the ingredients in the brownies. Like, what?
These could people, have had, you know,
this is, where
this
we
is another
live.
Thing that you can't OD on, but it does induce the effect. Opium. If they put opium with it in it, dude, I can see some things.
Okay, here. Your boy is a drug dealer, plain and simple. He could have killed someone. I say throw the book at him. The fact that he had so much going for him just amplifies the irresponsibility of his deeds. As for being 17, I think it's better for him to learn sooner rather than later that some of us don't view a civilized world as joke. Throw the book at him now, and we won't have to read about his misdeeds next month or next year. Instead, we will be reading, a few years hence, how he learned his lesson and is now a productive member of society. Throw the book at him, he will get no sympathy from me. Flathead valedictorian, are you kidding me? It makes me ill. That blows my mind. That blows my mind. Now, the irresponsibility of his deeds. The only things he's gotten in trouble for are pot. Which, Vic, if you look at it...
Kept good grades, graduated before he was 18. So, that's pretty on time.
Why did he get in trouble for that? Because it's a criminal based on a lie back in... We discussed all that, why it's illegal.
I got in trouble
because
they found fucking weed leaves in my math book.
So, what's more irresponsible? Saying a substance that has medical benefit and all that is just as bad as heroin and LSD.
Well, that's what the federal government and says.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
That's what they agree with.
Like, if you ask me,
until
that's,
that changes, there's going to be that. That's going to happen.
That's irresponsible.
Yeah.
Because I smoke pot and I'm like, you know, that wasn't that bad. Let's see, what else is with pot? Heroin. Okay, next on the list. Like, really? That's what you do. It's.
Think about it this way.
Unbelievable.
If
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spend so much time on this, but...
If this fancy lawyer dude does not succeed and that does pass July 1st, this kid is going to be an example of when people are growing it underground and are selling it underground, and people come to them and say, what, $50 an eighth? Are you kidding me? You
right,
hold
that
up that and say,
Bitcoins?
Look, his life was ruined for that, and I'm selling you this? You're going to fucking give me what I want for it.
Honestly, unless you can, like, break down that plant and turn it into a poison that brings the devil back, no one should go to jail for life for a plant.
But
I don't care if you're shoving it up your ass.
With
like,
how
come on.
Harsh the consequence is for it, the prices are going to skyrocket. Just saying. I mean, because think about OxyContin.
That's
if
their
you're
fault,
caught
though, right?
With OxyContin that's not yours, each one is a felony. Each one.
Because if you take four of those and give it to your kid, it will kill them.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's
that
why the price
sense.
Is so high. That's why anyone that sells that demands what they want, and they get it. Because they can. They understand that if
not
they're
because,
taking a risk.
I don't know. Not because they can. A lot of it is because they know that if you don't get that pill, you're going to be sick, and you will kill somebody to get it. That's
well,
why.
That, and it's a high
and they're greedy,
whatever right. thing. But the thing is the higher the consequence, the higher the price.
Right. But then that's
more
what I'm
the
saying.
Risk.
These consequences are completely fabricated.
Right, that is.
And the only reason there is the black market is because the government made it.
Yep.
Like, that's your black market, guys.
Fuck it. I mean, it's going to benefit quite a few people if it goes to the black market, but it's going to benefit a lot of people if it doesn't. So either way, whatever.
Is that the same black market that you sell prostitutes and nuclear weapons on? Or is that that's the same? Okay.
Right. Blacklist shit.
Right. Unbelievable. So the Glacier Soccer Mom, she says 100% agree. All these people, just like seeing others fail, the young man made a mistake, just like all of our kids also have. Maybe his was a little more stupid than others, but give the kid a break on his graduation night. And remember, all the kids who were intoxicated chose to take the brownies, not forced. And the brownies were tested. You know what was that? What else was in them?
Weed
and
brownie,
double chocolate mix.
Awesome.
Glacier Soccer Mom, plain and simple, THC has never killed anyone. Ever. Let's see. Whitetail says, this boy got a break and we see the results, but he is only 17 and may have a bright future unless you give him another break. Football means crap in the real world. He needs to feel some consequences for this deed so he doesn't do it again. No pain, no gain. Did you learn your lesson? You ever going to smoke that plant that makes you feel nice? That's right, you're not. You're going to drink that boo that makes you
want to
fight.
No, he's
going
to get sent to jail and fucking suck a dick for some crack.
Right, no.
Because he wants to fucking do something.
Yeah. He'd hold his own in jail, I think.
Just going to say football is bullshit. In
well,
the
yeah, sports are bullshit. Say, but
whatever.
So,
well,
I don't
he
know.
Played for that's, college. Yay, that's as far as it went.
Yeah, I'll put a link to these in the show notes. If you guys want to post comments, feel free. There's a lot of bigotry, a lot of just uneducated, just you read these and you're like, oh, that's why. That oh, okay, that makes sense. Sure. I'm going to go get drunk and drive now. Hopefully I'll hit one of you fuckers. Like, Wom said he had a text message that says, God, the next fucking car I see that I hope is someone from this board, I'm going to kill you. Unbelievable.
You ready to get out of here?
I'm ready to get out of here. All I'm right. so mad. Oh, but I wanted to contrast real quick. So, on the other side, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, a 12-year-old boy died after eating cookies. You know what was in his cookies? Rat poison.
Mm. Mm.
You know who put him in there?
Their parents.
Two girls.
Oh, damn it.
13 and 14 years old.
Why?
It was an accident. They oh. say the cookies were meant for two other girls at their school.
So that's better. You still that's... intended on killing someone, but
well, right,
it was an accident, not him.
They were our rivals.
Him. I didn't mean him.
Like,
look at the girl I meant to give it to.
It's,
look,
okay.
It's okay.
You foster nice. That. You say, here's your one team, here's the other team. Now go fight. Okay. The boy who was called to deliver the toxic cookies for them was not aware of the plan.
Ate one.
And he ate them instead with deadly results. He went to the hospital in agony and died shortly
it's
after.
It's like when my other uncle, my dad's brother,
are
told...
they gonna get life?
Maybe. That's fucking... That's
premeditation?
Yeah, premeditated murder.
Yeah. He just wanted to have fun. Like, you tried to kill some bitches.
Pretty much.
You
and they
killed the messenger.
That wasn't meant for him. I'm sorry.
Don't shoot the messenger.
This
oh, it's
is
okay.
Balta.
He ate the cookies. It's fine.
No, but my dad's other brother, the one that you no one never mentions.
Sure.
Larry. He had some shit when they were in high school. And because my dad didn't like... He told my dad that it was speed. And my dad really didn't care for speed at that time.
Sure.
Well, my brother
but
decided
now,
to do
whoa.
It anyway because he changed his mind or whatever and fucking went sure. in his drawer, found them, and took them, and they were LSD.
Oh!
Yeah, like shit
bum,
like that.
Bum,
oh,
bum.
God, dude. My dad used to cut holes in his brother's pockets so the pills, if they put them in there, like acid,
right.
Quaaludes, like...
And he'd just woo. Pick them up?
Yeah, woo!
Awesome.
Woo, found in the hallway.
Now, is that your fault for going through my shit? Or is that my fault
yeah.
for being a little loosey-goosey
yeah,
with the
no,
labels?
Well, no,
I know what it means.
Right. You know, I didn't fuck you. Weren't, it
right?
wasn't yours. Don't grab it, dick.
Yeah. Did I say?
They
if you
they thought
asked,
it was hilarious.
If you would have asked, I would have been like, yes, you may. That drawer, the ones on the left. The ones that
they
say LSD.
They thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's switched.
I think he actually intended on him wanting it later and doing that
I'm
just
sure.
to see his brother get fucked up on
I'm
LSD.
Sure. Quit stealing my shit, dick.
The result product, he went to go lay down in bed and plopped down in his parents' bed with his parents in it.
Berger says meth wasn't a problem until they made it illegal. They sold it in bars.
That was legal at some point?
Well, I'm sure
what?
Cocaine was. For, you know, I mean,
well,
so was weed.
Shit.
So was, like, we didn't know.
Numbing
we thing. Didn't know.
Well, because then nobody abused it. They only used it for, like, medical shit
right.
and stuff.
Which is good, and I'm down with, you know, there being a list so that I know what I'm getting into. But if you fucking lie to me on that list and say that if I smoke pot, I'm going to go crazy, rape, and murder, and I smoke it and I don't, I'm not going to believe anything you ever fucking tell me again. Don't lie. That's not... No, don't lie. That's absolutely not nice. So... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spend so much time on that. I just, like, that's a friend of ours, and that's fucking life. Like, are you kidding? And then the comments, like, ah, he deserved it. Like, okay. You're just pissed because your kid's a douche, and he probably beat him up one day.
Probably.
Before we got here, you guys were maybe wondering, hey, what happened to Fukushima?
I don't even
still
know
there,
what that is.
Still dying. It has been called the biggest industrial catastrophe
oh, yeah,
in
I was like, what?
The history what? Of mankind. So that's what happened.
Sweet.
Yeah. So.
I mean, not sweet, but
well,
yeah.
not right, but
right?
yeah, sure. So,
again, tomorrow, Fat Boys benefit for this guy for his cancer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the door is donated. His treatment. Steve, the bartender, all of his tips are going to that. Also, come down. It's called Party Like a Rockstar. Dress up like your favorite rock star.
Can.
We're gonna party hardy.
Mm-hmm.
About 8 o'clock, start coming down.
I want to see rock
You'll
star
see me.
Cans.
I will be rock starred out cooking for some rock stars.
Gonna be a good time.
Fucking A. So come down and do that.
Definitely.
His name is Mike Owens. Find his benefit page. We'll put it in the show notes on Facebook.
Find him on
Facebook.
Find it
through us.
It's all
on my Facebook, whatever. Find it. Let's do that. It's awesome. Help out some peoples.
Yeah. And then keep in mind, July 8th and 9th, 24 hours of the Jam Hole.
Marathon.
And we're not even going to sit here and play old episodes. Like, we're going to be live for a day.
Pretty much. And you guys get to kind of... be puppet masters of
kinda
the hosts of the show.
You know, can we do that? Maybe let's say for 10 minutes, we will be the Sims.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things you can do that amount of time. I'd rather them pick one
five
thing.
Minutes. 5 minutes,
dude. 5 minutes, they could do all three of the options that would have gave them free.
They would be like, really? Dick in her mouth, fuck her in the ass, slap her in the face. I'm out.
Right, like. You expelled all my options.
If you did that with The Sims?
No.
We'll figure something out. We'll have rules.
There's going to be things you
nothing
can get.
Ouchie.
There's going to be things you're going to want.
Right. Because you know what will happen. Someone will be like, go to the kitchen, open the drawer, grab a knife, stab her in the face, and be like, sorry, hon.
Yeah. I do have reflexes, you know.
Could you imagine? No. Did they say block? She's cheating. They did not say block. Stop blocking. Stop. Nah, it'll be a good time, though. We're going to have all sorts of games and just random fun retarded shit. Actually, I found some stuff. Some old stuff.
Like, what kind of stuff?
If you guys know emo poetry, Matt, that stuff, This is where that came from.
The beginning.
I have the first suicide note I ever wrote.
All
it was
right.
A poem, but that kind of stuff. It's that stuff. An ode to the dead. I have some of that. Oh, you guys are in for a fucking treat. But that's going to be July 8th and 9th. Friday, we'll do a show. We'll take a break, and then we'll kick the marathon off.
All right.
All the way to Saturday, till whenever.
Sure.
All right. Anything else we forgot to mention? Got the concert Saturday.
Email in with ideas of things you would pay to see us do. Seriously, things, whatever, outrageous. Let us know what you would like to see us do during that marathon episode so we can give you those options. All that good stuff. Things you want, things from the show that you remember that you would like to bid on to get auctioned off so you can buy it. Like
and
the For Real Dough or, you know, whatever. Anything from our personal lives. Like,
we're having a yard sale, basically.
Yeah, do you want my fucking underwear?
Do you want...
Email me.
Do you want my mini disc player?
Email. Do you want me to cut my fucking finger and do a cool, like, little blood pack thing?
Do you want...
And swirl my name in it and give it to you.
Or swirl your name in it. Do you want her to do coke off my dick? Who knows? It's just saying. Anything's possible.
It sticks to your dick and I don't get all of it. Do it off the table.
Okay. Just
I
saying.
Don't like the time.
Anything's possible.
Just whatever.
It's going to be fun.
If I do coke off your dick, I'm doing the rest of it on the table. Just saying.
Trust? It's going to be fun. We've never done it before. I mean, it has to be, right? Yeah, me, disc player? No, thanks. It is actually cool once you could get the music there, but...
I told you, they would want more personal fucked up shit rather than your stupid...
They're like, actually,
who's going to bid on Michael Jackson's Walkman rather than his fucking, you know, fake nose that fell off
at
a concert?
I want that yearbook
know?
From 85, back when Matt was fat, so I can scan his pictures and put them all over the net.
I won't ever give you any of my yearbooks, but none of the pictures are actually anywhere, and I will give you the copy of it.
Sure. Sure.
They are nowhere. There's photos of me as a child aren't anywhere, actually. You can't find me as a child. Younger than 13.
Mine, they're all just in that yearbook.
You can't find mine unless I get them for you. You can't get them.
It's going to be fun.
Fucking A.
24 hours. Whew. So.
Thank you. So much.
If you're coming, August, for the 3rd annual Whitewater Rafting, guided or not, it's up to you. TheJamHole.com/forums, Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. And then Cabin, Rustic Camping. It's going to be amazing. You definitely want to be here for that. So that's it. Email info@TheJamHole.com. The site, check it out, TheJamHole.com. Like it on Facebook. Subscribe in iTunes. Give us a rating and a review. Takes a sec.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it well. We'll see you guys on Monday.
See you.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.